to the radio. Can't go wrong with the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. So have you been putting your heart under too much pressure lately? Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious and your heart can quit whenever it wants, but when it quits, you quit. Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or even death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help getting your high blood pressure to a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. That's PRESSURE, text to 97779. This is a message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and WRCT. So let's get to our first request for the evening. This is going out to Don and Gwen. They're new listeners out in Shaler. They wanted to hear the latest from Jethro Tull from their 2022 release, The Zealot Gene. This is Shoshana Sleeping.
Fragrant danger, fingers tremble, trace the line from nape to sacrum down a spine. Poison prize, a trophy, freely taken, hardly won. A minute holds back hours, but in under my hand, she sleeps, breath comes quickly. A sigh, part silky lips, soft swelled breast, proud golden tips. Names to conjure, fragrant danger. My fingers tremble, trace the line from nape to sacrum down the spine. Sweet sadness fills my heart, offered chances best not taken. Unsullied, no vain glory, chapter, verse, another story. Rushed eyelids gently closed, beauty framed and on light. Savored, moment blessed, a kiss, farewell, and leave to rest. Sweet pale lily, sweet Shoshana, names to conjure, fragrant danger. Fingers tremble, trace the line from nape to sacrum down the spine.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back. So funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Tell you how come you can't see.
time you choose. Tell me what you hope to find. I'll tell you what you've got to lose.
Just give me a kiss. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Yeah. true to me, but still I need more.
It would tear me apart to feel no one ever cared.
Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
I was assuming we would start today's show by talking about the new Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, because after all, Republicans took over, even though it was by a small margin, the control of the House based on their wins in the 2022 midterm election, November 8th. And it was time yesterday for them to select a new Speaker of the House. But no, they have not done it. And Republicans are in the midst of what is one of the biggest, humiliating, self-inflicted embarrassments in recent American political history. Republicans have suffered a true humiliation, failing to elect a Speaker of the House after three rounds of voting. The House ultimately adjourning yesterday without Speaker, and they will start again today, and they're likely already going right now as you listen to today's program. Most Republicans voting for Kevin McCarthy, but not all. There is a faction that has opted not to support Kevin McCarthy. And this actually led to Hakeem Jeffries on the Democratic side, with Democrats united behind Jeffries, actually coming closer to the 218 votes that are needed than McCarthy in some of the votes. CNBC has a good, nice, concise article about it by Christina Wilkie. The House of Representatives adjourned for the day Tuesday without a speaker after Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failed three consecutive votes to secure enough support to be selected to the post. This is a historic situation. It's an historic situation. Some are even saying it's the first time in 100 years that the majority party failed to coalesce around a candidate to speaker in this number of votes. And we don't know what the step is. The next step is at this point in time. We will get to that. After the first ballot resulted in votes for several Republicans, the next two rounds saw McCarthy's opponents coalesce around a new contender, Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, a longtime McCarthy ally. Jim Jordan says he doesn't want it And Lauren Boebert and Scott Perry are saying Jim Jordan is sort of like George Washington. George Washington didn't want to be president, but he did it. And they are talking about Jim Jordan in the same delusional terms, which we will get to a little bit later. What does this mean for the long term of the Republican Party's ability to, I was going to say govern, but it's like they don't really plan to govern. They plan to investigate Hunter Biden, which we will also get to a little bit later. But this is embarrassing. And Tucker Carlson is saying it's becoming a joke. Sean Hannity is saying that it is becoming a joke. And we don't exactly know the direction this will ultimately go. The CNBC article also pointing out during each of the three voice votes, every Democrat rallied unanimously around incoming minority leader Hakeem Jeffries, a former guest on this program, by the way. But a sect of conservative Republicans split from their party to back other candidates, including Jim Jordan, as I mentioned. In an unexpected twist, McCarthy lost support as the voting continued, which is just hilarious to see. When in the third round, Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds announced his support for Jordan after voting twice for McCarthy. As a result of Donalds' defection, McCarthy got 202 of the 218 votes needed. Jeffries got 212, getting quite close, in fact. Now, is